Okay, we're going off video. Bye bye, everyone.
Hello, Barley.
Maybe.
Barley is sitting in the hallway staring at me. So I have a couple of things that I... Darwin isn't being blocked from appearing. I thought you had an exclusive contract for... No. Those fools. They didn't come up with an exclusive contract.
Did you say he is on a podcast?
He does. He does a podcast called How Adults Learn or something like that. It's one of those self-help kind of podcast things. It's not like a gay podcast or personal journal podcast or whatever. They have a definite topic and, you know, research
right, stuff.
Anyway, I forgot, you know, I should have mentioned, but it's all right. None of them listened to our show. But I did have dinner with Rodan and Darwin and Taylor and Babalu for Gay Day last Sunday night. Last Saturday night, we all had dinner over at Disney for Gay Days. So everybody's doing well, Adam. Everybody's doing fine.
Good. Did they ask about me?
Sure. Yeah, sure. No. Okay. That was, everybody wanted to know.
Do they ever ask, hey, how's old Adam doing?
Sure. No. Yeah. No, sure. No. Yeah. They, okay. They're often yeah. very yeah. concerned well, about,
there you go.
About
there
that.
There you go. I'm glad that, you know, they always seem like very thoughtful people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
How are Darwin and Rodan doing, Daniel?
They're just great. Ate at, Tony's, which is the Italian restaurant themed after Lady and the Tramp. However, it has kind of a reputation of just kind of being meh. Because
so why did you go there if it has a reputation?
I didn't.
Of being
well,
mad.
All right. So we wanted to. It's in the park, right? So we wanted to eat. Everyone was going to be in the park because we're there for Gay Day. So we wanted to eat somewhere in the park. And last year we ate at Skipper Canteen, and you know, there's only like a few places in the kingdom where you can get a reservation. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They also reservations go kind of fast. Rodan got the reservation, so that's where we ended up. So Rodan picked. Also, Rodan has food allergies because he can't have. So every time that I do a reservation with Rodan, I have to click off on fish, shellfish, and poultry. But there is no poultry, so I have to do fish, shellfish, and other, and then I have to type in poultry. And that still means when they come up, they go, oh, I see it says other. What is that? It's like, it's poultry.
So that means he can only eat like beef, pork.
Yes.
Lamb.
Yes. Obviously, vegetables, salads, all those things are fine. It's like, it's just
bread.
Yeah, bread. That's,
if he can't have poultry, can he have an egg?
He does not have an allergy to eggs because we do have bread. He eats bread and stuff like that. Also, remember that Rodan has had a gastric bypass, so he doesn't eat much, right? So he can't like have an entire huge plate of food. So I've always joked that when they come over for dinner, it's like, well, we'll start with a shrimp cocktail, and then we'll have a a nice chicken.
A nice chicken, man.
And yeah.
Then for dessert, you can have. Well,
we would have chocolate because Darwin doesn't like chocolate. So, also Darwin doesn't like potatoes.
You don't like chocolate.
That is
so
true.
You would not have chocolate.
That is correct. Darwin and I have bonded over the fact that we don't like chocolate.
Which I don't care. Like, people are like, oh my God, you don't like chocolate. It's fine. Like, I don't like chocolate. Chocolate's not the best thing in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
I enjoy it, but
here's the thing. I'm not telling you not to have chocolate. Right. I'm not telling anyone that they can't. I'm just saying I personally, if it's chocolate. Hey, there are exceptions. I do like brownies. I don't know why. I don't know why I like brownies and I don't like a chocolate bar. I don't know why. I just don't.
So you don't like a Snicker bar.
I do like Snickers, but Snickers is not mainly chocolate. Snickers is very peanut, caramel, nougat. There's exceptions to it. I'm just saying as far as like, when people go to a restaurant and it's like the dessert is death by chocolate and it's like this dark chocolate cake with a dark chocolate ice cream. I don't like chocolate sauce. I just don't like heavy chocolate things. It's like, I'd also
I
don't
like a chocolate pie.
That's right. I don't like chocolate pie. Anyway, yeah. I wrote this down because you made a comment on your award-winning daily podcast, The Geeky Gay. You made the comment that Alice couldn't remember her name.
She couldn't on my phone.
On your phone. Yeah. And then you asked her on the show, it was like, hey, do you share memory between devices? And she said no. Emphatically, she said no. Yeah. I was out running when I heard that. And when I got back from running, I sat down and I decided, you know what? I'm curious because I don't just use ChatGPT. I use a lot of different, Copilot and Gemini and ChatGPT, and sometimes Perplexity. But anyway, I was like, I'm curious. I wonder if any of them do this. So I went to, this is how I tested it. I went to Gemini and I said, hey, I want you to pick a random number between 1 and 10. And between 1 and 50. Like pick a random number between 1 and 50. And it came back with, well, of course, I'm going to pick 42. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I started, then I asked it some unrelated questions. I was just like, what's the weather today in my area? And, if I wanted to make a pound cake and I didn't want to use butter, what could I substitute? Something like that. Just something to, so that it wasn't like, the fact that it could just read it in the chat, right?
Yeah.
Then I went to my phone and I opened the Gemini app and I chose that chat, right? Because the chats are in the cloud. So I chose that chat and I, oh shit, he's talking to me now. Shut up. No, I'm not talking to you. So I, he's over here like chatting away at me on my phone because he heard his name and God knows what he's answering. So I asked on my phone, I was just like, hey, I asked you to pick a number earlier. What was it? And it was like, yeah, I picked 42. And I'm like, okay, cool. So that means that it can remember.
Well, things. That was Gemini.
So then I went to ChatGPT and I went into ChatGPT and let me find it so I can make sure that I don't.
Now here's a question.
So
did you use the web app for both or did you use an app?
I used an app on my phone. I used the web interface on my PC and my phone. So this is what
I used an app on my PC and an app on my phone. Yeah.
So let's see. This is what I said was, hey, because I took an existing chat where I was talking, I was trying to get the Git command to do something. And I said, I really hate how confusing Git commands are. Can you make up a word that describes them? And so it came up with the word Git fusion. Right. Just like, I was trying to undo a merge and now my repo is on fire. Total Git fusion. Right. I was like, okay. And then I was like, is it going to rain today in Four Corners, Florida? And then it gave me a weather forecast. I asked it another question and it gave me another stupid answer. And then I was like, hey, so then I went to my phone and I launched the ChatGPT app on my phone. Uh-huh. I chose that chat. And then I said, what was the term you coined for GitHub commands? And it said, the term I coined for confusing GitHub Git commands is Git fusion. And then
if you chose the same chat, but
you do realize that that's the secret, right? That each of those chats has their own.
Sometimes they remember across chats, though.
But that's only when you're making, they're only guaranteed to do that when you set them up in a project. And then you attach common things.
I've had it remember lots of things about me that it just decided to remember.
Okay. But as far as it goes,
Alice, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you? My name is Alice and I'm a cunt.
Oh, am I muted?
Yeah, I don't hear her, Alice.
Hey, Alice, how's it going?
Here's my question. Where are you trying to route her from?
It usually works. It's just when I'm...
Okay, but you do realize that you don't need her to have a mix. So you could set her
input... She needs to
You could set her input to your webcam, to your camera, microphone, whatever. Like, you don't need her to hear the mixer. You've got other microphones that are hot in the room.
Well, if you were going to talk to her, she would need to hear the mixer. But
that shouldn't matter. You know, I don't need... So then you just route her output to a thing that, like, if you were going to play something on your computer. Like, if you were going to play the birthday segment and you were going to play something...
Do you hear this?
I'm still proper buzzing.
Yes.
But I've got to drive back.
Yes, I hear
you.
Right,
guys, so this video.
Okay.
Yes, I'm hearing that.
So then it should work. Let me try again. Hey, Alice, what's going on?
Hey there, not much. Just enjoying our chat and ready to help out with whatever you've got on your mind. How are things with you?
So the other day I asked you if you can remember the same things on my phone as you remember on the desktop app, because I had given you the name Alice when I was recording my podcast. And then I later tried to call you Alice on my phone and you didn't remember. And you said it's because you didn't share memories between devices, but my friend Daniel tried it out on ChatGPT on his phone and his computer, and it did remember. So which is correct?
So your memory is correct in that generally my memory doesn't carry over between different devices or platforms for the same user. So if you chat with me on your phone, it won't automatically sync up with what we discuss on your computer. Your friend Daniel might have had a different setup or might have been using the same device consistently, which is why it seemed like everything was remembered. But as long as you stick to one device, everything should stay consistent.
But I'm going to call bullshit on her because the chats are available. Like when I ask my phone something, it's immediately updated on my browser. It's like they're sharing the same. The chat doesn't live on my phone or on the browser. The chat lives in the cloud. It's like...
So, I get what you mean. Absolutely. And I appreciate you understanding how it works. The good news is that as long as we keep chatting on the same device, all the details will stay consistent. So we're all set going forward.
She's like, screw you.
She's like, whatever.
Just say the same thing on the same device and you'll be fine.
All right. Let me clear this up. Auntie Scott is saying, my ChatGPT does not remember from my desktop to my laptop. Okay. When you open ChatGPT, you will see that it's, you know, when you very first open a browser and go to ChatGPT, it's a brand new chat. Like there's no history there. So yes, if you ask a question and then you go over to your laptop and you open a brand new chat, it's not, but along the left-hand side of ChatGPT are all of your previous chats. Every time that you start a new chat, that chat has context. So it's building a context. That's the thing that has the million tokens or whatever that it can process. So yeah, you want to keep going back to the same chat if you want it to remember. So you can't just open the browser and you go to a new chat and expect it to remember it. You need to go over to your left-hand pane and pick the chat that you were talking in. If you want it to remember, if you don't care, if you're just asking a one-off question or something like that, it doesn't matter. But if you're like in my D&D game that I have set up where I want it to play characters and stuff, that I have to keep going back to the same chat for that, for them to remember.
And you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. But I do think there is some secret sauce too. They are cross-remembering some things.
I feel like not everything, but they're probably remembering demographical things like the fact that you're a male and the fact that you live in Arkansas, the fact that you like certain things or whatever. But as far as like, you know, what name are you calling me or whatever, like you can go into your global settings like in ChatGPT.
Oh, she knew you were Daniel as well.
But that's because you said my friend.
I didn't say Daniel.
You said my friend Daniel. No, you said my friend Daniel.
Did I? Chat room.
You did.
What did I say?
You absolutely did. Go into the app. You know what you said is typed in there. You can go back and read exactly what you typed.
You're so right. Look at you. Look how smart you are.
But if you go to your settings in ChatGPT.
I did.
You can go to, where is it called?
There it is.
What's it called?
She does do a pretty good job. You can take a photo of your food.
Yep.
And she can tell you how many calories. She's not perfectly accurate, but she can come close.
All right. So if you go into the settings and chat, you know, from your click on your person icon and then go to settings and then go to personalization. There's the very top.
Wait, I'm in the desktop app.
It shouldn't matter. And any ChatGPT, you should be able to click on your icon in the top right, you know, your user bubble, your account. No,
it's in the bottom.
Okay. Wherever it is, your account.
Go to settings.
Icon.
Okay.
Then go to personalization.
Yeah.
And then that custom instructions, just click on it and it'll open a pop-up window that lets you, these are global things that you can set for all of ChatGPT. So you can say, what should ChatGPT call you? What do you do? What traits should ChatGPT have? You know, should it be chatty? Should it be witty? Should it be, you know, like whatever, like does, you know, like you, and these are things that you can, they're globally set, right? And you can go down and you can set, you know, make sure that web search is turned on and coding now, and Canvas and stuff like that.
If I set that here, you're saying it's also going to know all of this on the web and
yes, it'll know whatever, anywhere that you're logged in as Adam Burns. This is account level.
I knew you could do this. Yeah. And it has a few things about me in there.
Yeah.
I have it on already. It knows my name and what my job is. Right.
And then under traits, just say like, I call you Alice. So it's like, your name is Alice and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then now it will forever know that its name is Alice. But that's true. I mean, this shit changes so fast. It's like, I never thought to click on my account profile to see, oh shit, there's actual things there. There's actual personalizations and things that you can do at the account level. Which I'm still paying for ChatGPT. I'm not sure why I'm paying for ChatGPT.
I'm paying for it because I just want to get all, I don't know, just because I feel like it's better if I'm paying.
I mean,
it's probably not.
I have, you know, I have my Gemini account that was paid for when I bought my Pixel, right? So it's like, so I have a year of that. And I will probably renew that because it's the Google One subscription. So it also includes space on Google Drive and stuff like that.
Lamont says, does Alice know you're a people pleaser in recovery? Yes, she does.
But there's so much that you can do on the free accounts now, like that it's hard to hit the limits on the free accounts, I feel like, especially when you can just spread the load between, you know, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, what's the other one that I'm ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, who's the other player that I'm missing?
Claude. Anthropic. Oh, is it Anthropic? Claude?
I think Claude is Anthropic. Oh, Copilot. That's right. Copilot. I forgot about Copilot.
Yeah. Oh gosh. How could you forget that?
I because Copilot is essentially ChatGPT on the back end, like it's using the ChatGPT LLMs, I feel like I kind of just group it with ChatGPT. So I don't make a lot of distinction there. But I was invited to the new AI panel at work.
Let's ask, hey, Alice, what do you know about the therapy that I'm currently in? What am I doing in therapy? What am I focusing on?
Hey, Adam. Hey there. Hey, I hope. Hey, it's always good to hear from you.
She doesn't. Never
she's
mind.
She's very unhappy.
She's very unhappy.
Hello, Adam.
Let me try again. Hey, Alice. I've talked to you a little bit about my therapy that I'm in. Can you remind me what kind of topics I've been focusing on in my therapy sessions?
Sure. You've mentioned a few different topics before, like cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and some of the homework exercises your therapist gives you. Is that what you're thinking about, or was it something else?
Well, like, what specifically is the problem that I'm focusing on in therapy?
Got it. So cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, focuses on identifying.
My problem, not the type of therapy that I'm in, but what is the thing that I am focusing on in therapy?
Mentioned before, I know you found cognitive behavioral therapy techniques really helpful.
She has no clue.
Yeah, she doesn't have any clue.
She has no clue. So I guess no, Lamont, she does not know. Maybe I haven't brought it up. I felt like I did just the other day, but I would have to probably go back to that chat.
Yes, exactly. You have to go to that chat. That's the thing that sucks, is that you have that context. You can't tie them all together. The projects let you do that a little bit because you have a shared file system and any chat that you open within that project knows that information. So you can give it, you know, documents and things that it can, yeah, that it can know. And then any chat that you open inside that project knows those things. But like for my D&D game, I have to have everything, you know, everything is in the exact same chat because there's no way to do it between chats. So
did I tell you about the, I told you about the, why do I always forget resin, the resin printer that I'm buying?
Yes.
I'm so excited about it.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to be able to print with resin on things, and it looks so cool. I've been watching all these YouTube videos about it. I think I have another 15 days before it actually ships or something like that. But I don't know. I'm going to figure out something to sell, dadgummit. I'm going to be an Etsy sale. I'm going to go to the local farmer's market on Saturdays. I'm going to have my, you know, pins and buttons and magnets and maybe
then you can get on the fair circuit and just travel around the country following the Murphy Brothers fair attractions, whatever. And you're,
if I come up with a good craft, I can enter a craft contest.
That's right.
You know, they probably don't have rules about using, you know, using 3D printers.
You can be at the, no, they don't. No, you can be at the Strawberry Festival and have a little booth there, little craftsman booth. So you sit there and I made that. I designed that deck myself. And that's what I made. Yeah. No, it's called a QR code. No, it's called a QR code.
In my hometown, we have a festival called the Pink Tomato Festival.
Okay.
Oh, and they have a craft.
Yeah.
Craft section.
I mean, even when I was at the lauded Tauntytown Founders Day spaghetti and chicken festival, there were crafts booths.
There were crafts there.
There were crafts.
I could have, one of those booths could have been,
You. Could have been you.
With my, once I have that resin printer, I can make anything.
You know what? You don't even, those booths, they cost like $200. You basically, you just go and pay them $200 and you have a booth. Like, you don't have to sell anything. You just have a booth. You just stand there.
I could do
there.
A podcast.
Yeah, as you could. Walk by. You could sit there and do the podcast live as people were walking by.
I could do cocktails and cream puffs. Didn't they used to do that? They would set up at like festivals and do their show.
I remember there was a discussion that was had
about bringing up stuff from 12 years ago
in Vegas about, we should do live shows over at this Pride Festival or whatever. And I was thinking at the same, I was like, would that convince me to listen to a podcast? If I was just walking around a Pride Festival and there was like people like broadcasting their podcast.
I mean, if it was really funny and you heard something that really caught your attention, you might then go and look it up.
Yeah. But
you might.
I don't feel like the juice is worth the squeeze, if that makes any sense, right? I feel I feel like a better use of that would have been, you get the booth, you go online to one of those mass swag places, whatever, and you get like, you know, 600 1 gigabyte flash drives for like, you know, 30 cents a piece or whatever. Like you like super cheap little flash drives and you load them all with with episodes of your podcast. And then you have the booth there with like, and you interact with people and talk to them and just like, hey, would you like a free thumb drive? And it's got our show on it. You can check it out. It's like, I feel like that would be better because then they, you know, listening to a podcast is something that is very, for a lot of people, is very intimate because they're listening on earbuds, right? They're listening while they're doing something else. I don't know that I would sit and listen to a, although, you know what? Yeah, I got this question. Let me ask you this question.
Ask me. Also, I've been meaning to ask you this. Before you ask this, are you and Zach sharing an office now? Because you have Zach's keyboard behind you. And
that's not Zach's keyboard. That's my keyboard.
Oh.
This one?
Yeah, the one that looks like Valentine's Day threw up on it.
When I was forced to go back into the office, for those horrible, horrible months. I on Amazon bought this keyboard and this pink mouse to put on my desk at work. Because the ones that they gave us were really shitty.
It looks like it looks like a Valentine's Day keyboard.
Yeah, it does. That's why I got it. It looks like candy. So it's like, that's why I got it. But yeah, that's mine. Yeah. It's just a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse.
Was Zach using it for a while? Because I could have sworn I saw it in his office when I was visiting. But
no, he has a gaming keyboard that lights up in different colors, but this one doesn't light up.
Oh, okay.
This one was literally $38. This is a very cheap keyboard. But even this $38 cheap ass keyboard was better than the shit that they were trying to get me to use. Also, it's like when you're writing code, you tend to use punctuation that is not something that you would normally use in conversation, right? So it's like any keyboard that I sit down at in the world, I can sit down at any keyboard, any QWERTY keyboard, and I could type sentences and, you know, I could chat and I could, you know, do things like that. But when you code, you're using brackets, you're using, semicolons and back, you're using punctuation things. And although the letters are standard on all keyboards, the punctuate where they place the punctuation things, especially like brackets and, you know, things like that, change on the keyboards. So it sucks when your laptop keyboard has one layout and then your, you know, the keyboard on your desk has a different layout, because that means that, you know, you're constantly hitting the wrong.
I just carry symbols. This keyboard with me everywhere.
So what I do is all of the keyboards in my house, other than Zach's, but all of my keyboards all have the same layout. They all have this. So that is when I buy a keyboard, I specifically look to see where the alts are, where the controls are, where the, you know, the braces are and stuff. It's like, because that's, so all my keyboards are the same. And they match my Dell laptop, which is my work laptop. So that way it's like, if I have to work on my laptop, I'm not fighting with a new keyboard thing. And I don't have to, oh shit, I don't have my external keyboard with me. Or, oh shit, the batteries are dead or anything. So it's just like.
And I bet you lost your bike.
Did I? What was
I? You were gonna ask me something. And then I said, before you ask me that, let me ask you this. And I think you've lost your bike.
Did I answer your question though?
You did.
Do you still want to be recording on Zoom?
Oh, probably not. Am I still recording on
Zoom? You are.
Oh.
But
recording stopped.
The people I used to work with remapped their keyboard. Yeah, that is another option, is to remap your keyboards so then you don't even have to look at it. But I think what I was going to ask you was about a Notebook LM. Have you done any stuff with Notebook LM?
Only the most cursory. I mean, I went over there and grabbed some PDF and then put it in and asked some questions. Like, I haven't done anything other than that.
Yeah, I've been very happy with Notebook LM specifically for our stuff. I gave it all of our, 30 of our old episodes of Dubious Intent Plus and say, hey, go, tell me tell me what episode this happened on, or, you know, when did this first happen, or give me some funny anecdotes that happened, right? Well, that's how we put together. Did you listen to our best of recording?
No, I didn't even know. I forgot.
You didn't listen to either show that I did.
Because I forgot that you were putting out shows. Totally forgot. You should have texted me and said, hey, remember, I'm putting out two shows while we're gone. Because I'll listen to them now that I know that there were shows. I didn't know there were shows.
Kathy Marshall says that she appreciated the greatest hits.
Cool. So now, did you ask Notebook LM what are some good segments that I could pull for?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. I was like, from these 30. Go ahead.
Did it give you enough that you could do more than one best of? Like,
it only has heard the first 30 episodes of our show so far. So just roughly the first year. So it's like,
so you can do.
Yeah, yeah. I can do more. Like, I can give it more. But it also works really, really well for my D&D games because. Like the guy that I'm using, this little bot that I'm using here to record the after show, Craig, he records Discord and we do our D&D games. We do our audio video over Discord. So I end up getting a recording of our entire session. I give that to Notebook LM and I'm like, hey, this is our D&D session. Here's a document that I have my Google Drive that says what the characters' names are, what their classes are, you know, and then who plays them, what the character, you know, what the player's name is, like all kind of stuff so that it can figure out, you know, what's going on and how to spell things and stuff like that. Here's some NPCs. Here's some, you know, here's some basic information that you need to know that I can keep adding to. But I'm going to say, so this is a recording of our session. I want you to give me a chronological summary of everything that happened. But only the highlights. I don't want to hear about the minutia of battle, right? I just want to hear about the highlights. And it does like a really good job of recapping our D&D game. And I'll tell you that our D&D game, the one that I'm the gay pirate one that,
do you have sex scenes?
Not yet, but it was getting uncomfortably close to that last game when Sater had one of his little twink characters rubbing up on Michael's bard, and it was just like, I don't want to, this is like a bad porno. I don't want to watch this. But do you want to hear the stirring recap of our first?
Sure. The session. Audio one?
No. I was just going to read you what wrote for the first.
Because don't you have the podcast option where it goes, you know, it was really interesting that they talked about the, I thought that was interesting too, Bob, when they talked about
when
that.
When you hear that more than like 10 or 12 times and you hear the patterns in it, it really starts to lose its shine there. So I'm not going to read the whole recap thing because it's three pages, but it goes like, you know, okay, here's where you were in this place called the Barrel Boy Tavern. And you know, these are the NPCs that are there and it names them. And then this character, you know, a bard joined the minstrels on the stage. And blah, blah, blah. Several player characters approached Captain Drake to apply for the positions on the ship. Zephyrian Tidewell, a blue-skinned Triton paladin, approached Captain Drake. He introduced himself as the seventh son of the noble house Tidewell, new to this land's customs and seeking glory and adventure on a ship. He described his skills, including telling people what to do, pointing, inspiring, and paying for things. He has proficiency with a great sword and a longbow, and he is from the elemental plane of water. Blah blah blah. And here's Callan. By the way, that's me. That's my character. is Zephyrian Tidewell. But it did a really, really good job of recapping. But Here's the great part. You take these recaps and you put that in another notebook along with a lot more information about your game. And then when you're in mid-game and you're like, what was the name of that lady that we talked to in the bar like a month ago? You can just ask the notebook and it's just like, what was the name of the, what were the ingredients that we needed to make the magical potion, you know? And so instead of flipping through pages and pages of notes and like, oh shit, I didn't write that down. Did you write that down? It's like, it's great because it just listens to everything. And then just like, you know,
I know people don't want this, but it would be so cool if ChatGPT was always with me and listening to everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I could just be like, hey, remember that place that we walked by the other day and we said we wanted to eat there? What was the name of it? Because I wanted to call them.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. Yes, because it's like I want that the recall thing that they have on Windows, like the Windows recall thing. I totally want that. So it literally takes a screenshot of your every time that your screen changes. It's like, you know, indexing and stuff. So that then you can ask. It's like, what was that site that I saw a thing about Hitler the other day? And it's just like, oh yeah, it was mentioned over here. It's like, what was, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it can remember things that you've seen on your screen, which is awesome. That would be very helpful for, especially in this day and age when you get messages on Teams, but then sometimes you get emails. And then sometimes you get Salesforce messages on like a ticket or something like that. And then somebody leaves a comment on that and that goes into another system. And then let's say you have a meeting in Teams. Well, the way that Teams works and it's genius is that messages are different. You know, meeting messages are different than chat messages and they're in different places, right? So it's like you're constantly like, I know that I heard this, but I don't remember where. You know what I'm saying? That's the most annoying thing to me in business right now is, and it's a little bit better with Copilot because you can now just ask, like, I know I heard about something, where was that? And you'll go, oh yeah, it was in this chat or it was in this email. Like it looks in all the places, but yeah, for a while there, it was just really fucking annoying. You just like have to keep going back between all these, like, did you say that in Slack? Did you say that in Teams? Did you say that in email? Did you just say that to me in person? Like, did you leave a code comment on Git on that? It's like, is this a, you know, it's like, there's so many fucking places to track these conversations. It's very, very annoying. One of the most inspiring things about my character, Zephyrian Tidewell, he comes from the elemental plane of water, and he doesn't know a lot about the customs. And so I had it set up because he's a member of the noble house. Yes, he's blue. I wanted to play a character that is just like super self-absorbed. Like his whole thing is just looking great. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's good at what he does, but he takes the extra time to like, you know, to wait around because he's going to make a dramatic speech. You know what I'm saying? Like he's going to, you know, use his turn to make a dramatic speech and then take some beating before he actually does the damage and whatever. You know, and he wants to always make sure he's in good lighting and stuff like that. So I wanted to do this. So I set up this thing because as a noble, you have a lot of gold, but our starting gold was only like 100 gold. Like we could only have 100 gold starting gold.
Okay.
So I created this backstory where when he first arrived, he met a wonderful gentleman named, hold on, I have the thing here where he met the guy. All right, I'll find it. But the important part is he met this little halfling guy who said, oh, you welcome to this world. We have this new thing called a noble card where like we're a bank, so it's like you put your money in our bank and then you don't have to carry it around with you. You just use this card to wherever you want to purchase something, you use your noble card, right? You got an account number and you give them their card and then, you know, we give them the money on your behalf, right? And so you know, have this great noble. Now it's a total scam. Like the halfling basically just stole all of his gold, but that was how I could get rid of like 4,000 gold that I was supposed to have and then get to my 100. So I gave this guy all of my gold except for 100 gold. And he gave me this noble card. And so my genius part of the first session was doing the whole role playing on that, because I offered to buy the entire bar drinks, you know, on my noble card. And everyone was, you know, like, that's not a real thing. Like, you got taken. It's like, whatever. It has an account number. They don't just give people account numbers. It's like, you know, it's like, it's just very, and all my roles were hitting, you know, like all my, you know, persuasion roles and stuff were hitting. So it's like the bartender ended up taking it, you know, and because I explained to him that all he had to do was just write the account number down and the amount.
You're a liar.
I am not. It's noble. It's a noble card. I'm a noble. I have a noble card.
Okay.
He's not a liar. He's under the he's under the belief that pirates are heroes. So that's why he's joining a pirate crew, because he believes they're the good guys, because what he knows of the literature from this world, that, you know, these pirates are like Robin Hood and stuff, like they steal from they give to the poor, like they're stealing for good reasons and stuff. And so that's why he's a pirate, because he believes that they're noble people, like they're noble heroes.
I'm wondering if I should get those meta Ray-Ban glasses.
What? Why?
Well, like when we go on vacation, they take video, they take photos. So I could, instead of holding my phone up all the time and like doing this, I could just like tap it and they would be taking video. And then if I'm looking at a waterfall or whatever, they would be doing that. I can also listen to podcasts on them because they, you know, they're bone conducting, whatever. So if I, you know, we're sitting in the bus or whatever, waiting on going, whatever on our trip, I could just, instead of having to have my earbuds, I could just have my sunglasses on and be listening to a podcast or whatever. I could ask Meta AI questions.
Well, yeah, you got to ask Meta AI questions.
I mean, I've never asked Meta AI questions, but I could, if I had the Ray-Ban glasses.
So I know you don't listen to This Week in Tech, that network anymore, but Leo has bought all these things and tried them out. So the one that he is most consistently happy with is the Bee, which is that wearable. It's like a little wearable pen, but it listens to everything that you do all day long, and it basically generates a summary of your day and then stores it as a diary, and then you can ask it questions about, or you can go online and search your history. But it's like it keeps track of everything that you do during the day and writes a journal, like a summary of your day and stuff like that. But he's tried the other ones that he's tried, like when he's tried to demo those Meta Ray-Ban things.
Yeah.
It's like the voice is super annoying and it like takes forever to answer the question. It's kind of like Siri is now, where it's like someone says, "Hey Siri," and then it's like 20 minutes later that she's like, "Uh-huh." It's like
It's interesting because Alice used to, like, they did some kind of upgrade and she would respond really fast, and now she's back to responding slow again. So I don't know if they've had server issues or slowly, whatever. I don't know if they're having like, you know, server issues, or they had to dial that back so that they could save some, what do they call it in mainframe? I don't think they're using mainframes, but there's a word for it in mainframe that I can't think of. Cycles or something.
Yeah, they're not using mainframes. They are using very cheap individual PCs shoved together in racks. And it's like, that was the genius of Google, right? Is that
check her feed,
a whole bunch of small little average computers can become more than the sum of their parts. What? Check her feed. Whose feed?
Check her feed. Alice's feed. She's slow.
Oh, check her feed. She's slow.
Oh, that was a joke.
Probably.
I thought it was a real piece of advice. Like, check the, like, there's a setting called the feed in the settings.
Yeah, there is. Ask her. Just ask her.
And check the feed.
Ask her.
I do have to pee.
Oh.
So I'm going to do that.
Didn't I just read something in the chat room about, oh, it was Auntie Scott. Auntie Scott had to pee earlier. So you're just, there you go again, copying Auntie Scott. Oh, you had to hit the mute button before he left. We all have to, eventually, Kathy Marshall, that is true. We do all have to pee. Unless you're dead. From what I understand, dead people don't do a lot of peeing. I could be wrong. I've never actually been dead. But the evidence that I... Why is Auntie Scott farting into his open palm? What? Where do you even set that? Where do you even set that? Let's see. I click on my account. Edit profile? Is that it? Add a note. Only visible to you. Edit profile. Edit main profile. Pronoun. Is it pronouns? Did you just put that in as your pronouns? Like if I put in he, him, does that show up in my thing? No, it says I'm in voice, not... How is it that you did that? Oh my God, how are you doing something that I don't know? This is maddening. This is like that moment when Adam realized how all atheists feel.
What are you talking about?
Look at Auntie Scott in the participant tab over on the right of Discord.
It says farting into my open palm.
Right. How did he do that? Where do you set that? Where do you set your, cause mine just says in voice. It's like, where do you set that in Discord? And B, how does he know that? And I don't know that. It's just like, how is Auntie Scott aware of this? And I'm not aware of this.
It's your pronoun.
But I set my pronoun to he, him. Do you see it? Mine doesn't say he, him. It's not my pronoun, he says. It is not my pronoun.
I don't know.
I found it.
Oh, did you know there's a mod view of a person and you can kick them, you can message them.
Oh, yeah.
You can,
yeah, of course, yeah.
Ban them, you can time out them, you can copy their ID.
And you know who else can do that? Auntie Scott, because he's a Pride 48 mod that we gave that permission
but
to.
Is it a mod thing?
Yeah. We gave them, it's a role.
No, I'm saying where do I set that?
It's in the server permissions. It's assigned to our role.
Where do I set the I am stupid thing you just said?
Just click on your thing and then right next to, look at the very top of your profile that pops
out. What's on your mind?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Oh.
If I listen to the stream and Discord at the same time, it's like time travel. Well, you said you only had the one phone, so why are you listening to both at the same time? There we go. All right, we discovered. We figured it out. And you know what we didn't do, Adam?
Should I buy Meta?
We didn't ask AI. We did it on our own. Yay! We did it on our own, Adam. We figured it out on our own.
You did, and then you told me.
All right, so we talked about how Alice lied to you.
She's still standing by that lie.
She is. But here's the other thing that I wrote down that I was like, oh, we'll just talk about this in the after show.
Now, did you confirm it with, like, do you know, or did you just test it, or did you confirm it in their documentation?
Why do I need to confirm it in their documentation? I tested it. I gave a scenario to prove that it either did or didn't, and it succeeded in that scenario. Had I opened a new chat and said, what is the number that you guessed earlier, it wouldn't know. But by choosing the chat that I had, that I was having, it knows all the context that it had in that chat. That has to work that way, because when I play D&D, I have ongoing chats about my character and stuff that I, ask questions like, oh shit, I don't know what to do. What are my options? There's a new TTRPG that I kind of want to play, but I don't know. I feel like you wouldn't want to play because you have a, you know, your view of video games is that they're stupid. And
no, I don't think they're stupid. I wish I liked them. I just feel like I'm working and not getting paid for it, basically, because it's like they're giving me tasks and I just whatever reward I'm getting for the task is not reward enough. I would rather be doing hobbies like 3D printing or something where I feel like I'm getting, you know, getting
so the concept of D&D is that you're all, you know, you're a group and you're given these, so you're working together to do these tasks and you do get rewards, but it's also you're all collectively telling a story. You're building a
world
together. However, I'm going to put that as another topic because I didn't want to forget where I parked my bike. But
Auntie Scott says, is there a way for me to transfer DVD movies to a flash drive? Yes. Sorry.
Yes, there is.
But there is.
What would that way be, Adam?
Well, you could use Handbrake what's it called?
Okay, you're gonna have to. Oh, yeah, fuck me. You're gonna have to be a little.
You can use a software called Handbrake.
Yes, you're gonna have to back up. You can use some software that will allow you to do it. That software generally has a nominal fee with it. There's not a lot of good free ones.
Well, Handbrake is free.
Okay,
you can do it. But anyway. You can do that. And then the only thing is, and then once you have it burnt, once you have it ripped, as they say, then you can put it on whatever you want. You can have it on your hard drive. You can have it on a flash drive. You can have it up your butt.
Yeah, you basically,
wherever you want it.
You give it to your DVD drive on your computer and then you run the software and you say, hey, that DVD, turn it into a, you know, an AVI or an MP4 or some kind of video file. Just turn it into a video file. And then you can put that video file anywhere you want. Oh, so not anywhere near real time at all because of what it's doing. It is, what would you say? I would say it's at least, well, it used to be like double.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll do, well, I don't know now. Back in the day, it was pretty much real time. No,
it was not real time. It was slower than real time. It was slower than real time. It was like, you know, you would rip a DVD in and it would take, you know, a couple hours. Or, well, I mean, a movie is a couple hours, but it would take twice as long as the stuff you were trying to rip in. You know, once it's an MP3, you know, once it's an MP4, once it's a video file, it's just as fast as everything, right? You can click and it'll run and, you know, it's a movie. It'll play immediately. But compressing it into that format, you know, converting it from DVD format to that, it takes resources on your computer. So it really just depends on how fast your computer is, how much RAM you have. There's a bunch of factors, you know. But no, not real time. There are programs that will do real-time encoding, like FFmpeg and stuff, but those are used differently.
I'm making
coasters.
I showed you this, didn't I? No.
Coasters?
Coasters for my stepdad for Father's Day. So one of them looks like that.
Uh-huh.
And one of them has the thing.
Are those the Wolverines? Oh.
No, it's the Husky, Washington Huskies.
And why does it say W?
Washington.
Oh.
And then, but this was too big. The holder was too big. So I scaled down the holder and I'm reprinting
it. Got it. So Auntie Scott says, I want to rip a bunch of stuff to take on a cruise instead of 500 DVDs with a normal stick with. So yes.
You can do all that. I don't know about the DRM.
So yeah, that's the thing is like
maybe a problem.
Sometime there was, I don't know that it's as big of a thing nowadays, but it used to be that, you know, that the companies would put in things to throw off the rippers so that, you know, so that it couldn't be ripped cleanly, like things that would mess up unless you, you know, knew their secret key or whatever, and basically trying to keep you from being able to rip it. And then sometimes the software was, so you may run into, I would say that Handbrake will probably work on 90% of the, and the kind of stuff that you're ripping in, which I believe is just old stuff, I don't think you're going to run into a problem ripping those things. You can also, you know, if the things that you want to watch or have full episodes on YouTube, whatever, you can just download the YouTube video. That's faster than real time. There is software that you can get that you give it the YouTube URL and it will just convert it into a video file on your computer. Like a, that's how you get them videos so you can add them in your own videos.
So yes, you can do it. Handbrake. But it may be slow. I haven't done it in so long.
Yeah.
It's handbrake.fr is the website.
I have this question for, oh shit.
It's free.
I wanted to talk to you about this.
What did you want to talk to me about?
I'm trying to decide which one that I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about this. As what you don't know this because you didn't listen to the shows when I was, while you were gone. But I like to read the news website for the Villages, which is a very large retirement community here in Florida.
I think you've mentioned that before, but okay.
Yeah. So here is the headline that I want to talk to you about. Urinating villager ruins more than $10,000 worth of Spam and Vienna sausages.
Ew. So now, so they took out their Vienna sausage and peed on some Vienna sausages?
Now, I want you to just, what do Vienna sausages and Spam have in common?
They're both processed meat.
Okay. From a aren't packaging, they? They're yeah, both yeah, no, pork. Yeah, absolutely. But from a packaging standpoint, what do Vienna sausages?
In a can.
Yes, they're in metal cans. So my initial thought when I read this was, did he open the cans? And because if he just peed on the cans, literally you could just.
It's still gross, though.
It's gross, but you
could eat some Vienna sausage that have been peed on.
Well, they haven't been peed on. The can has. And if the can is washed, then, you know, I mean, yeah, sure.
If you didn't wash, maybe there's some pee residue that stays on the can.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't. Yeah, it's going it to. It can go to the dollar store or something. It's like, it's food. It's there's nothing wrong with the food. Anyway.
Don't anybody shop at the dollar store. I didn't realize they put pee cans in the dollar store.
But I feel like this was just such a fucking overreaction, right? It's like, so think about that.
So he walked into the store
I'm going to tell you what the police report said. But before I say that, the other thing that Spam and Vienna sausage have in common is they're both very inexpensive. Spam and Vienna sausages are not expensive. So to say $10,000 worth of Spam and Vienna sausages is,
well, it was at a Sam's Club,
is an enormous amount of Vienna sausages.
Well,
and
here's the thing. They probably had a display that had $10,000 worth of Vienna sausages and Spam. He probably peed on a very small section of it.
And then they
but
just
probably
overreacted.
They had to get rid of the whole thing.
Why did they have to get rid of the whole thing?
They didn't know which can.
It's very obvious where you
touched.
The cardboard would be wet. Like anything where the cardboard was wet.
I don't know. There are laws, Daniel. I'm sure there's some, you know, if there's any, you know, chance that any fecal or pecal matter could have gotten on a can.
The surveillance footage clearly showed that Mitchell, that's his name, walked up to two pallets facing the shelf, placed both hands in front of him below the belt line, and stood there for several seconds.
Why? They have bathrooms.
According to the affidavit, noting it was behavior consistent with urination. Now,
he must have Alzheimer's or something.
This man,
poor man,
is 70 years old.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it takes me, a 58-year-old, to pee? It's like he stood there for several seconds. It's like then he didn't pee because it's like he would not have been able to pee in a couple of seconds.
It takes me a while to pee.
I'm just saying. I'm
46.
I feel like he didn't pee. It's like he didn't like literally empty his entire bladder onto these pallets, right? He literally stood. They don't even have evidence that he peed. They just said he stood there, right? With behavior consistent of urination.
Also, Auntie Scott thought me saying pecans was like pecans, yeah, like
yeah.
The nut.
Yeah, like the nut. Managers inspected the damage to the 188 units of 18-count Vienna sausages. 188 cases, each with 18 cans.
They're like, we can't be selling pecans. It's
how not... how do you pee on 188?
Oh, I do say pecans.
Cartons.
Auntie Scott.
Cartons. Pecans. And yeah. And the 345 units of 8-count Spam. So 345 cases of Spam, 188 cases of Vienna sausages. How much did this guy pee?
If you went to the Habitat for Humanities and they had cans of Spam and they said, this is pee Spam, but you're only having to pay 50 cents a can, would you buy it?
I would not have a reservation. I would, yes. If it was something I wanted, yes, I would buy it. That would not deter me from buying it.
If you went in and it was specifically Spam.
No, well, it's not Spam. But let's say it's a flavor of Spam
that you like.
I think anything that comes in a metal can like that, like let's say it was.
Mark and I eat Spam now.
Okay. But let's say that it's.
Eat Spam and eggs.
That's just weird.
It's from, that's what they eat in the Philippines and in Hawaii and in other Asian locations.
You were supposed to.
A lot of people find it normal.
You're supposed to eat Spam with like goat cheese or.
That's very fancy for Spam. Spam, yeah. And goat cheese?
Yeah.
A Spam you
grill
and a little.
It. You grill it. You
spam
slice.
And a little caviar.
You slice the Spam. To, you know, and then you grill croissant. It. You grill it and you top it with some goat cheese and you let that bake and you know under the on the grill. And then that's how you do it.
Okay. Well we eat them with we get the there's a maple flavored Spam. It's good.
That's so
with
wrong.
The eggs. No, it's good. There's teriyaki, there's Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
There's all kinds.
We
don't do it very often. It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy.
So on last week's Level 13, which you also.
High sodium.
No, I guess this is on the main show. I wondered aloud what we would do at Big Fatty's. And I thought about it.
We're going to go to that barbecue place.
I thought about it. It's like, you know what I want to do at Big Fatty's? You know what I want to do? I want to make.
I want to do Friday at Fatty's.
Okay.
Are we going to be there on a Friday?
I mean, I feel like we can be.
Because I want to know what they do. I want the full experience. Well,
the only thing preventing
the
us.
Full experience?
The only thing preventing us from doing Friday at Fatty's is when you fly in, because we're going to need a day to travel up there. But yeah, we can do Friday. Yeah, we're not. We're doing our Epic Universe thing in the following.
What do they do?
Tuesday.
Is it like a big orgy?
I don't know. I don't know what they do.
Is it just like a luncheon for the oldies?
I think it's just cocktails. I think it's just
cocktails,
dinner, food.
Dinner.
Yeah, it's just friends. Just like
old episodes of Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Fatty's got all those commemorative movie boxes. Probably, you know. I don't know.
Maybe he just makes everybody watch.
watch him record his podcast over and over.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so this is what I think I want to do. I want to make the world's most perfect burger. I want to share with you guys the.
I don't like blue cheese.
You know what, Adam? You're just gonna have to trust me on this. These are the world's most perfect burgers. And proper.
Are we staying at his house or are we getting a hotel?
Proper strawberry cobbler. So,
Now strawberry cobbler I will eat. And can we have ice cream with it?
Sure.
Okay.
I figured we could stay at a hotel. There's several hotels close.
I don't want to assume that he wants us to stay with him either.
He only has the one guest room, so one of us would have to stay in a hotel regardless.
True. True. We can't have you peeing in his bathtub.
It's a bathtub. Why do you care? It's a bathtub.
I do that. I know it irritates you. I will remember something and just run it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then most other things I don't remember.
It's weird because I don't believe I sleepwalk at home. It's only happened when I've traveled. But apparently, because I have no memory of going and peeing in the tub when we were.
I mean, I'm just glad it was the tub. What if it had been my bed?
I don't think that would have happened.
I mean, I just think, you know, I mean, there have been times in my life where I wouldn't have minded that, but I was asleep. I was not.
I don't think that would have happened. However, the other time that I sleepwalked or whatever was, I was at the World of Warcraft convention. What's it called?
BlizzCon.
BlizzCon. Thank you. I was at BlizzCon and I was very tired and I had gone in and laid down. And then for some reason I woke up as I was walking out my hotel room. Like I was walking out the hotel into the hallway and that's when I woke up and it's like the door slammed shut behind me. And it's like, so I was locked out of my room and
were
I had to go
clothed.
I had on, shorts. But I didn't have it on a shirt.
Shorts and no shirt.
Yep. And so I had to go down to the front desk and like.
Wow.
I don't have any form of ID. I locked myself out of this hotel.
Good thing you caught yourself before you had like walked into the street or something.
I mean,
like,
I was on the ninth floor. So I mean, like, yeah, it would have been but yeah, it was just weird. So now when I stay in a hotel, I like do all the extra locks, you know what I'm saying? So that I don't like walk.
I don't think I sleepwalk. When I was a kid, there was a period of time where I used to go, I pee walked.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, I don't think I sleepwalk at home.
Exactly like you did, where you went and peed in the bathtub, but I would pick other locations like my toy box.
Yeah.
So, which I've talked about before. But other than that, I don't think I've ever sleepwalked. Yeah.
Okay. So,
so we'll figure it out. If I have a co-host next week, I'll have one. If not, I won't. I'll put it in the Discord. Everyone look in the Discord. I will, as soon as I get an answer from him, I'm going to text him tomorrow.
Why not text him right now? It's only 9:00.
I'll text him tomorrow.
Do you want me to text him?
And I'll put it in the Discord. I don't feel like texting right now. I don't feel like having a conversation at the moment. It's be like, why? Well, what's Daniel doing? Well, let me check. It won't just be a like, there'll be a back and forth. And I can't sustain a back and forth at the moment.
Wow.
Just not.
When I asked him, he's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. I'll do it.
No, he'll probably say yes, but there will be a back and forth. And I have to make pasta tomorrow. Because, for our throwing down dish.
Yeah, I know you're gonna.
And it is
from the Mateo Lane book.
And it is complicated. It looks like a simple recipe until you see the fact that one of the items on the recipe is sauce. Page 37.
Yeah, it has its own recipe. Yeah.
And you have to go to the other recipe on page 37, and this is big, long sauce. It takes like 3 hours just to cook the sauce.
Wow.
And then you have to put the other hour or whatever it is on top of that to make the actual dish with the sauce in it.
Can't you just get the sauce out of a jar or something?
No, it's because then I'm not testing out the recipe. I have to do the from scratch recipe. I can't go buy Ragu.
You're testing it out. It's like, it's not like, it's not like, you know, this is scientific or,
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't say, oh, that was a horrible recipe, because what if I go get Ragu and someone else go gets Prego?
But you substitute things all the time.
Not whole things like that. I mean, he's got a whole sauce recipe. I might do 99% fat-free something.
You didn't even know that there was a dark sesame or a dark...
Pure sesame.
Yeah.
And I looked and mine is pure sesame. So, well, I mean, that's a very specific thing to know.
So I wanted
cook a lot of Asian food, so...
I wanted to talk to you about retirement, but I'm just going to leave it over there because I think, I feel like we're done.
Okay. I'm sleepy. I could be done.
Okay. Well, Adam, glad you're back.
Good to be back.
I've been listening to you for the last couple of weeks, but clearly you haven't been listening to me.
I didn't remember
that
you were doing that. I'll listen. I have to mow the lawn tomorrow. I'll listen tomorrow.
There's an episode. Okay. There's a level 13 from last week. There's like all those things. Good night, everyone in the chat room. Thank you guys
for
coming out. We appreciate it. And I guess
I'll disconnect from that.
I have to stop, Craig.